This is a content warning. All episodes of Mysteries Unknown may include foul language, fantasy violence, blood and gore, and worst thing of all, sexual content. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, that's what I said. So yeah, you were able to dodge out of everyone. You booked it faster to get away from them.
Gotcha, okay.
As Cody is exiting the principal's offices when you run up to her.
Sweet. Okay, got you. Yes. So yeah, I'm like, first I'm just like, Cody, are you okay?
She's clinging to your shirt, looking at her dad, who, like, there's blood on the side of him, completely just, like, soaking his clothes.
And I'm just like, what is going on? Like, I heard you scream, is everything okay? And, like, I give her a hug, because she, like, embraces me, and then over her shoulder, I look in the office, and I see that Principal Hall is, like, on the ground, and I'm just like, oh, holy shit. Cody, you have to tell me what happened.
His eyes, they're black, and he tackled me after being fucking asshole, and I stabbed him. Just like a complete little, like, fucking, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, you did good, okay?
Did I? Just a squeaky little did I? I stabbed my father, and you're essentially patting me on the head.
Yeah, I'm Chad, you murdered
him! What the fuck?
And as you're having this conversation, you start hearing the footsteps as everyone is starting to try to catch up with you all.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, there's something weird going on in the school right now. We have to get somewhere safe or somewhere away from the school.
Where's Marcus? Right.
Yeah, we both at the same time go like, where's Marcus?
We have a third friend!
Marcus's phone is probably still ringing. She's still trying to call you.
And as soon as you say that, where's Marcus? We're going to cut to Marcus, and Marcus, you see everyone's eyes turn black, black veins appearing on their body, including Mina, once again.
Alright, no, the second he sees this, he's going to, like, he's making a break for the door. There's no, like, no question about it.
Alright, bro, go toe-to-toe as they're all going to try to stop you.
Okay. Sleight of hand.
Okay.
I'm going to say stilts. Because, hear me out. Hear me out!
I love this.
I am officially calling this tag combination Doing Doing from this point going forward. Marcus is going to Doing Doing, and then I'll automatically know what tags those are.
So, sleight of hand, because Basically the person that is nearest to me, I'm going to, like, chuck my backpack at them to, like, throw them off balance. And the reason I say stilts is because I'm imagining, like, since we're in the art room, there's like a what's that thing called? There's like an easel. You're literally going to see Marcus, like, leapfrog back onto, like, the top of the easel.
I love it so much.
Oh lord! But just because it's creative, I'll allow it.
I love it so much. The world is my pogo stick.
True. Based.
Is it just those two?
Yes.
Alright, then roll plus two.
10. Fucking go.
Damn.
So yeah, you chuck your backpack at this one guy. Well, actually, no. Go to the toe. You choose two. Achieve your goal. Get them good. Block dodge counter.
Okay, so I once achieved my goal of throwing the backpack and, like, knocking, like, I'm assuming the guy by the door, like, knocking him, like, off balance with the backpack.
Yeah, he's about to charge at you, and you just tuck your backpack, and it whacks him in the face, and he, like, it's like one of those things where he flies backwards up and then just smacks his back onto the floor. Just whack, bump!
Okay, and then I want to achieve my goal of, like, basically, like, pogoing onto the easel. Like, I imagine the easel is, like, next to the door, so it's just like, okay, I need to get up, and then I'm gonna, like, try to open the door. Like, literally open.
I'll say the achieve your goal then was getting the easels for your stilts, and I'll say the block dodge counter is you using the backpack and getting away from everyone else then.
Okay.
For that. Because it has to be two. You can't choose the same option twice, so.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you just throw the backpack, get the easels and stilts, you just start doing, 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 doing out of there as the student council is now chasing after you as well.
Just and, come on an image.
And then, yeah, so, Aiden, I imagine you grabbing Cody's hand, and where are y'all going to run off to?
Somewhere outdoors, right? Because I don't think anywhere in the school is safe right now.
All right.
To the Cody Mobile.
Yeah.
Which is probably out in the school parking lot, which is as far away from the school as fucking comfortable right now.
But as we make our way to the outdoors, we're going to, like, hang, like, try to go around where the art room is to see if we can see where Marcus, if Marcus is there.
Yeah, if he's not answering his phone, she's worried.
All right. Where is Marcus heading to on his easel stilts?
He would...
I'm sorry, I love this. The visual of him just like, you know how you shimmy a ladder to get it to walk on two legs?
That's
yeah. All I can That's see. That's literally what he does, just,
But he's doing it like mad quick, so he looks like stilts.
It's amazing.
I feel like he's got the Sonic legs where it's just his bottom half is just spinning uncontrollably as he's taking off.
Yeah,
no. He would like, upon hearing this level of pain, and also hearing Cody scream, he would head to the principal's office.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to intersect at some
point. Yeah, you're going to, like, we're going to meet up. You're going to see Marcus in the
distance. Here's the thing, is Cody and Aiden are running out as they're still being chased by other students, and you're, like, catching up to the students that are chasing Aiden and Cody.
Like, Marcus didn't know that, but he would still head to the, because that's what he heard last. I was like, it was like, oh, I know that scream.
Yeah, so Cody and Aiden, yeah, Aiden just grabs Cody's hand and drags her behind him as they run out the front of the school where the principal's off, near where the principal's office is. And what are you guys doing again?
So, I assume that, like, me and Cody are bringing our own little wave of, like, demonic students with us. And then we're going to meet up with Marcus, who's also bringing his, like, hardcore demonic students with him. And somewhere along us intersecting, there would be like a little side exit that we can like sort of just be like, turn left, go left. And then after like we all start just like running together, and then after the waves of demonic students sort of merge and then start chasing all three of us.
Marcus yeah. pointing with one stilt in a direction that way.
Yeah, I'm like, that way, go that way.
Just like the cracking of the wood, just the
and I'll and say,
like, you don't have to do that now. You can just run on two legs.
Keep going.
Okay, so hold on, Cody and Aiden, you guys are running outside, or are you still inside?
Yeah,
we're heading outside. Yeah.
So I'll say, as you all run outside and start running, you start to hear sounds of more feet as other students that were arriving are now also overtaken by this weird power and are now joining the chase after you two as well.
Okay, as we're running, I'm gonna go like, hey, Cody, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe the Mirrorverse isn't a bad idea right now.
Need car! Like, car best mirror right now.
While running, Marcus is like, you couldn't just go in the thing, like the mirror I gave you?
It's tiny! Like,
I thought you could go through any mirror!
Tiny travel. Tiny travel. But yeah, once they get to the car, she'll try to pull you guys in.
So, hold up. Where's, as you're all ready to the car, where's Marcus at? What's he doing right now?
He is still hauling ass. He's still on stilt. I'm assuming he's caught up with them at this point.
Yeah, no, he definitely caught up with us. Like, we're all running together now.
I'll just follow it from the earlier role you did, because you just suddenly jump and leap over the other students to join them, and you just catch up with Mark with Cody, and you're just like, hey guys, what's up? And but as you two get the car, you see as there were other like jock students that are taking over, you come over around the corner right as they flip the car over on Cody's car over onto its side.
Oh,
that's not good.
Fine, as long as we can get into the trunk.
But that's the thing, as you all, there are more people, not just students now, they're starting to surround you all.
So maybe like exiting isn't an option here.
Yeah. Oh no, Mark says, oh no, we gonna make it an option. Give me a minute.
But say, so sus.
Before you do anything though, everyone surrounds you and then stops. Like there's like a good like maybe 10-foot diameter around you all of all these people, and there is a lot of people, and you hear just a click clack click clack of heels on this parking lot as a person in all punk attire with a short purple hair steps out, and her eyes are currently completely black, and she has black veins going through, but you all recognize this as Veronica Chang. And she's like, my, 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 aren't we having a time of our lives?
Would I recognize? I mean,
we saw them on a video. It's pretty hard to not recognize.
Well, I would say that she looks nothing like she did in the video. Like, however long ago that was, like, she had longer hair then, and now she's got, like, on this punk rock attire and short purple hair.
There's still facial features and stuff that wouldn't have changed. Unless she got plastic surgery.
She looks. Yeah, she still looks the same. Just
physically.
Different.
And like under my breath, I kind of go like Veronica.
It's like I saw what y'all did to that robot the other day, and she holds up a tablet that has the clearly marked symbol for Helix Labs on it. She's like, I was very interested, indeed.
And I kind of go like, "What's your game, Veronica? What is all of this for?"
She smiles and gives like a little, why not? Of course. I mean, I was given this power. Why should I not use it? But I can make people do whatever I want, whenever I want.
I don't know, Mark considers that he would get fucking, especially thinking about his sword, he would get fucking heated.
Yeah, well, your brother thought the same thing. He didn't turn out too well.
My brother had just a small amount of what I could do. He was worthless compared to what I can do. And she kind of holds up her hand, and you see kind of like just kind of black tendrils just kind of just snake out of her palms a little bit and just kind of dance before retreating back into her hand. She's like, I always wonder what would happen if the Black Plague was brought back. Guess now we know.
Yeah, and you see, I assume, like, I can make, like, that tattoo on my back glow at this point, right? And I'm just like, yeah, well, you don't know what we can do.
So I'll say your tattoo doesn't glow, and instead gets bigger, and the octopus tentacles on the tattoo expand out, and they, like, wrap around your arm and your legs.
Hell yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah, you don't know what we're capable of either. Well, actually, I'm pretty sure you are, considering that you were watching us.
Yeah, and she notices, like, the tattoos, and she's like, ah, impressive. I wouldn't try anything, though, if I were you. And she snaps her fingers, and she sees as a couple people dragging someone out to him, and they toss him on the ground. And y'all recognize it's Jeeves. And he has been through the ringer, it looks like.
And you kind of see, like, as Aiden was, you know, willing the tattoos and like the tendrils sort of wrapping around his arms, there was almost like a buildup of pressure happening, but as soon as he sees Jeeves, it kind of like lifts, like oh shit, like they have him, right? And I look to Cody and Marcus and I'm like what do we do?
Cody looks visibly angry.
Like, what's Marcus? The distance between us?
What again?
What's the distance between us and her?
So all these people have have formed a 10 diameter circle around you. I'd say she's a little under halfway between the crowd of the people and you all, and Jeeves was thrown right next to her.
Okay.
And yeah, he's got bruises, his butler outfit's been torn. He's like bleeding from the mouth just a little bit. He just kind of spits some blood out and he's like, sirs and ladies, nice to see you again.
And I kind of go like, Jeeves, are you okay? Like, just hang in there. We're going to get you out of this.
Never better, he says before he starts hacking up.
Oh my guys, we have to do something. We have to get him out of here.
Cody nods.
And you suddenly see as she extends the hand that's near Jeeves out, and black tendrils are starting to form. You know, I haven't had a good time since I slaughtered all those scientists at the lab. I think I need a... tell me, should I add one to the books?
Alright, Cody is going to look to Marcus, give a nod, and I'm going to use my own stop holding back roll to suck the play out of her fucking face with my dagger.
Yes!
Also, to make sure that, like, Cody don't miss, Marcus
dude,
is going
if you want to make this fucking cool, pull your sword out, let's both fucking hold it by the hilt, I'll wrap my blood around the bitch, and let's suck her fucking blood out.
Oh, man, my sword is in your trunk still!
Let's hold up! Hold everything!
Attack.
So, are Marcus and Cody going to do simultaneous holding backs for this?
More than likely, yo.
We could make it cooler. You can draw your sword out through my fucking compact.
Oh, it's in the trunk. That's
yes, it is.
Wait, I thought Marcus always carries the swords on him because I pictured the
he carries a training sword. He doesn't carry the Miramasa.
He doesn't carry the real one. The training sword specifically, it's
So because here's what.
Oh, it's like in his. He probably kept that like in his gym bag, which is now like in the school. He had nothing.
Okay.
In
it. So if Marcus is going to do stop holding back, here's what I'm going to do. If you roll high enough, I won't even have to make you reach for it. You can just summon it to you at will with that at this point. If you can do that, if you roll high enough on stop holding back.
Okay.
So
That's what we're doing then. So for my stop holding back, it's
hold up.
Oh, sorry.
I gotta think of how much I want to make these. So,
oh, I was willing to offer my entire defining relationship card. Because protecting her family is Jeeves and the boys at this point.
So here's what I'm going to do. So for you, Cody, I'm making this an ultimate. For Marcus, I'm making it a no return. And does Aiden want to try anything, or are you just going to let this happen?
Put on the pressure, hold her down so she can't move.
Yeah, like, I'm essentially going to,
let's fucking anime this bitch.
Our ability
combination of third.
Hell yeah.
Actually, for that, actually, hold on, because I know that I have a help point on Marcus?
Yes.
I don't do help. You use help and hurts on stop holding back rolls?
I mean, if you can, I'll send them too.
I'm trying to know. I don't know.
I don't think you can because like the stop holding back is just like it's your logos.
Yes, it's plus logos. I don't know if you can use help and hurt points on stop holding back rolls.
I don't think you can actually.
Stop holding back is very minimally described in the book, unfortunately.
Yeah. So in this instance, I'm going to try and do a is it change the game roll? Before they do their stop holding back.
I mean, that would make sense to me.
What are you trying to do, Aiden?
So I'm like I said, I'm going to activate my pressure manipulation and sort of hold everybody in place, or hold her in place. As a matter of fact, her and the surrounding area, like all the people there.
I'm gonna make this a hit with all you got.
With all you got, okay. Is it like, because I'm trying to give them like an advantageous position, right? Like maybe I could.
But with the hit with all you, but with the hit with all you got, you can do that. Basically,
okay, sick. Okay, I'm reading it now. Yeah.
Do you want to roll or do you want to burn? That's the question.
Let me see here. Something's being really weird with my Adobe, but I will roll.
Okay, what tags are you gonna use?
I'll use the plus two that I have, right?
Okay.
And is it only like a maximum? Do you have like a roll limit? Like a maximum of 3?
No, you can add up as many power tags as you can. Just the more you use, the more likely I'm going to be able to apply a weakness tag to it.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I know most.
I've literally had people add up tags to get like a plus 6 on rolls before. So yeah,
okay, you can go. Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, so plus two with the attack that I got in the beginning. Spatial pressure manipulation, lock their movement. Welp, you asked for it. And yeah. Or Does highly competitive work here? I don't think so.
Like, I would not say for this one, no.
Yeah, so I'll use... I'm at a plus 5? Damn, that's like the highest roll I think I did before.
I'm activating major collateral.
Okay,
and... with this tag.
That'd be a plus 4.
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense to me. So 2d6 plus 4. And that's a 12.
So, yeah, you're giving him a 4 status right off the bat. What do you want to name it?
Stunned? Like a stunned 4?
Okay, and then you get to pick 2 from the list. Let me get it back up real quick. For hit with all you got, when you get 10 higher, you get to pick 2 from the options list. It's so take cover or secure a superior position, which is basically block, dodge, counter. Get them good or get many of them, which adds a tier on. You control the collateral damage, hold target's attention if possible, or you gain the upper hand, take 1 juice.
Oh, so I can make it up to a stunned 5?
Yes, you can.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay, we're doing that, first of all.
Oh, 5? Isn't that, like, KO'd?
Down, not KO.
They're down. 6 is, like, when they're out of the game completely.
Jeez.
And then for my second one, I will gain the upper hand. Actually, you know what? No, I'll do a take cover and secure a superior position.
So... what does it look like when you use this power on this enormous group of people?
So I look over and I see that Cody and Marcus, I see when Cody like gave Marcus the nod, and I'm just like, I look over back at Veronica. I'm just like, well, I think you just made a huge mistake. And that's when you see the tendrils, you know, come back onto my arms, and almost like something just turned on, right? And like when Goku powers up, like you see like the ground sort of just like pressure down, you know, like yeah. So like just automatically everything.
No, Goku,
just
we don't have 3 episodes for this.
Right? And
so yeah. So they all just kind of just fall to their knees then from the massive weight that you are just putting on top of them with the status then.
Yeah. And
I'll also say your eyes are now a bright yellow as you are doing activating this power.
But like you guys, Cody and Marcus, you feel like a little tingle, but it's not affecting you guys. Like, you know what's happening.
Aiden is in complete control. Right now, of his powers,
horrifying, but yet incredibly attractive.
You know, once like Marcus on like the pavement, like crunching, and people start to like balk over, like, oh shit.
Yeah, there's a couple students that are getting broken bones still from it. You just do the crack.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. They're fine. These guys hurt Jeeves. Absolutely.
What else? No.
He's pulling a Batman and taking some bones.
Working order.
All right.
Job security, you know.
So, Cody and Marcus, are you both still doing stop holding backs?
Hell yeah, teamwork. Yeah.
All right. So once again, it's an ultimate for Cody and a no return for Marcus. So you both roll plus. How many logo themes you have?
10.
My partner was telling me that like half of my packages have come in.
Oh shit! 10. Let's go.
So Marcus on the 10, just do fade and crack on
7. So that's pretty much good.
Yeah, you're good.
So Marcus on a no return 10, fade crack and burn all the tags on 1 theme. Then for Cody, Cody, the ultimate stop pulling back on a 7-9, you are killed, destroyed, or transformed forever for now. But it's not going to be on you. This is where this is going to come in.
Oh.
You both charge. As Veronica's trying to get up, you both stab your swords into her. And you see this like, combination of blood and black ooze just kind of out of her mouth. But Cody, you see as she just smirks, raises her hand, black tendrils shoot out and pierce Jeeves through his heart. If I'm going down, then I'm not going down alone.
She's just gonna dead make eye contact and start draining her fucking essence.
And Marcus isn't like moving the sword. He's like in place.
She doesn't care if she has to even fucking suck the plague into herself. She's going down.
Yeah, and the sword is like feasted now, like that it is, it's like fully restored now.
Yeah, it's like, what does the fully reformed Muramasu look like?
So that like midnight purple glow is like fully intensified now. It's like, it almost looks like a combination of white hot fire with like bathed in twilight. That is the most like artsy fartsy thing I've probably ever said in my life.
So cool. That's so sick.
And the handguard has now changed into like the actual like the Manji symbol. So it looks kind of like Ichigo's Bankai, but you know, midnight purple. And then the handle is like just this pure like ivory. It looks like a very fancy, like a rich person sword.
Okay, so here's where I'm gonna say, how do I want to play this part now? Because it still says Cody is supposed to take a tier 6. Well, actually, no. I'll say, because I have killed Jeeves, I'll say Jeeves takes the tier 6 status instead.
No, Jeeves can live and she can suck the plague into herself and die. I'm fine with that. It's fucking poetic to me. She's blood magic.
So yeah, Varrocus just starts to shrivel away before you both, as in Cody's blood sword, the infection is going into her, and then in Muramasu, all her blood is sucking. But you also see now, as like all the infections that all the other students she infected, everyone, this massive just amount of black that just starts to seep out of all the people and make their way back into Varrocus, which is getting sucked back into the sword. And I'll say, Cody, you feel as this infection is now taking over you as well.
She's standing ground.
And Marcus, you look at Cody, the veins on her are turning black, and so are her eyes, but you can tell she is still in control of what's going on, as like she's absorbing this black plague.
Marcus, again, he won't break focus. He's like, until like she drops, until like Veronica drops or like shrivels into nothing, like he's holding firm.
Human raisin.
Jeeves is watching just with widened eyes as he's trying to catch his breath. And then with like the last little bit, suddenly the tendrils that stab through his heart are pulled out of him and he just falls to the ground. As the last of Veronica's infection and her blood goes into your swords. And she just hangs there limp as her head falls.
Once her head falls, you would see Mark like, full, he would like just rip the sword out of her to make sure she's like dead. He would like pull out, he would like full, like slice it out of her. No, you ain't getting back up. And once he sees like what's going on with Cody, like without missing a beat, like he knows what he would have to do. And he would like take it and he's like, sorry about this. And he would just stab Cody in.
I don't think she can hear you right now. I think her like fucking ears are ringing at this point. You gotta think like the blood, that sound of your blood rushing. She probably can't hear fuck all right now.
Wait, does she still have the sword?
She'd still have her sword, yeah, but like she's probably not hearing anything at all.
So you don't pull it out of Veronica as soon as she's dead then?
Oh no, she's too angry. too angry, it's there.
Marcus, what are you trying to do? What the fuck?
Save Cody.
Are you gonna stab me?
Yes.
Oh, actually.
Yay!
Actually, this would work. This is gonna make a sec. But I'm now gonna need Marcus to do an ultimate stop holding back to do this, though.
That's fine.
Are you gonna stab me? Yes. Yay!
Also, I really love
how you know you've got mental illness.
This doesn't pull out.
Jesus.
So yeah,
Lordy,
a second stop holding back plus two.
Ooh-wee.
Good Lord, this is not where I was expecting this to go.
She'll forgive you when she realizes what's going on. She'll make fun of you forever about it, but she'll forgive you.
Oh, that's a
hell yeah!
Holy cow!
Whoa! Hold on. I gotta think.
He rolled a 12 for those listening.
Okay. But on a 10 plus, on an ultimate, he has to replace one theme. What theme is Marcus losing when he does this?
Probably
it can be any of them.
Student council. He's done.
I like how Aiden just watched him.
Honestly, I almost seen this as the most perfectly narrative way that you can lose Muramasu, almost.
I see it narratively, but at the same time, he's grown. Again, it's that, going back to what I was saying earlier, like, had to be me, someone else might have gotten it wrong. And like, he doesn't, even if it goes away, he doesn't know if it can, like, resurface. And if it does, it, you know, it might fall into the wrong hands again. Again, with student counts, while he did like it, like, there's, if this is what he has to sacrifice to do it, he would do
Holy
it.
Shit.
Where each other's priority, like, literally, each of our characters has decided, fuck everything, where each other's priority. Yeah.
Okay, so where do you stab Cody through?
Again, I'm gonna make fun of you forever, but I forget.
Like, as he like rips the sword like out of Veronica, he like sees the blackness like overtaking.
Oh no, it's sat there. So you're dealing with the fact that she's still got the sword inside Veronica. She's I'm talking not about letting that Muramasa.
He like ripped it out of her. Oh, yeah, okay. He like ripped his sword out of her. Once he sees like that blackness like start to envelop you, he would just kind of turn and be like, sorry. And then without missing a beat, just like you like,
yeah,
as like, hard as he can, like in the shoulder with the sword. Like the first maybe like 5 to 8 inches of this sword just like go into your shoulder.
Ow.
Oh. So you're just is that scene where you just stab it down through just into the chest through the shoulder.
It is kind of just
he has no idea what's going on.
I'm like, what?
So here's the so with this stop holding back, Marcus, you are in complete control of this sword. It is not finding you back. It knows that you have an order to give it, and it will do as you say. So it is not sucking her blood. It is sucking the infection black plague out of her. As soon as you jab that sword into Cody, the blackness from her eyes and her veins starts to slowly recede. And for just a moment, it starts to appear on you too, but you feel as Muramasa sucks it back into itself out of your body, as it is not only just absorbing it, but like simultaneously killing this infection as it does it.
And Marcus is just like, you said you wanted to feed, so
fucking eat. Yes.
And then you see, I'm assuming as soon as the loss of blackness leaves Cody, you just pull the sword out.
Yeah, he like pulls it out, spins it all dramatically, resheaths it, and he's like, oh.
Narratively, you probably sucked her blood sword to have that. It was full of plague anyway.
You saw the sword like started to like get skinnier and skinnier and Veronica's body until it vanished.
So Veronica's body just falls to the ground, just limp, shriveled up and lifeless. So Jeeves is on the ground currently just clutching his chest, trying to breathe. And then, Aiden, what are you doing?
Well,
what has been Aiden's thoughts as he's watching this all unfold before him?
So as I was holding, holding the other people down and Veronica, as soon as Marcus and Cody stabbed Veronica, it kind of went from a like, yeah, woohoo, like, yes, we did it. And then after, from that moment, it was Veronica stabbing Jeeves. And I'm just like, no, that's bad. Why? No, Jeeves. And then from there, it's Marcus stabbing Cody. And I'm just like, okay, what the fuck is going on?
You guys were just getting along.
Yeah, so like I would say it's kind of like a wide range of emotions, but I think that as soon as they got the stab off on Veronica, I could sort of make my way over to Jeeves and, you know, sort of apply pressure on the stab wound while they're sort of like, you know, drain Veronica of the life essence, you know. And I'm just kind of, I've kind of just been watching them sort of do their thing. And, you know, when Marcus stabs Cody, I'm kind of looking like, what the fuck? I probably at one point shout out like, Marcus, no, don't do it. You know, but, yeah. I'm watching with horror in my eyes, you know?
So I'll say, as Marcus pulls the sword out, Cody, you're overcome with weakness, and you just fall into his arms as he catches you, just so you don't hit the ground. But I'll say that stab wound is already healing up from your blood magic you have now. So you are tired, you are weak, but you are alive.
Flopping over. Just let whoever hold her. She is.
Once he like pulled the sword, I'm like,
we done now.
Once he saw you like starting to like, I would imagine you starting to fall forward, he would just catch you like immediately.
Like, you're still awake, but you're just like in a weakened state at the moment.
She's probably semi delusional. It's fine. She'll be fine. What's some trauma between friends?
And I kind of shout out to Marcus, and I'm just like, is she okay?
And she might be a little dizzy, but she's fine. I got magic because he's looking at you. I imagine your eyes are in that light, like when you get from like a dentist. It's like, oh god.
Everyone around you now is starting to come to, as everyone's just like, what's going on? What happened? Why does my head hurt? There's like, because you still have all these people around you.
Yeah. Some of them probably don't even remember like months of time.
Oh god, Mark, this is a very interesting sight. Oh man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, think about it. If they've been under this infection forever, unless they've got consciousness between control, they have no idea what's happened in a while.
Yeah, that's true, but it's just the sight of like, oh, here's the three of us with this old man and this dead body.
James, he's not dead, like, exactly yet. He's just, well, he's going to be, but he's, for this moment, he's still alive as Jeeves looks up at him and he's like, sir, hey, dead.
I'm like, wait, hold on. Just, and I'm like, trying my best to, like, apply pressure and, like, I'm kind of just like, somebody call a doctor.
He's just, Jeeves is just bleeding profusely from his chest. Just as.
I'm gonna burn attack and I'm gonna heal him. I'm gonna burn my can heal others with her blood tag.
Wait, that's a. You have a tag?
I have a tag of that.
Oh my god! We are saving everybody!
Can you save people that have technically taken the tier 6 status?
I could probably reduce it enough for the hospital at minimal.
It's going against the stop holding back, but I mean,
it could work because I've taken like a tier 6 status before.
Okay, so tell me again what you're doing, Cody. What are you trying to?
I'm just gonna heal him enough that a hospital can do the rest.
Okay, and what are you burning for that? You said
can heal others with her blood. My A power tag on my Bloody Mary card.
Okay, fine. Yes, I will allow this. So. Marcus, you help Cody get over to Jeeves, and you just take the band. I see. Do you just like take the bandages off your hand to expose that wound to use your magic?
Mm-hmm.
And what does this look like?
Just her putting her hand on his chest and saying, "You're the only father that's ever mattered," and she's gonna like kind of. It's an awkward combination of her blood sinking into his skin and just kind of the wound closing up. Like I said, it's not going to solve everything, but a hospital can probably take care of the rest of the problem.
Yeah, so...
He'll be fucking having to recover for quite a while.
Yeah, Jeeves was, like, on, like, his last legs right before you did that. So you see, like, he was about to take his last breath, and then he starts breathing, like, just try to stabilize, more stabilized now than he was earlier.
And she's just going to flop on Marcus again. Like your support system right now. Congrats.
Yeah, we still need a hospital though, like ASAP.
100%.
Then you just hear
one of you should probably call 911.
Then you just hear like it's like, hey, what's going on here? Everyone move it! And you see Principal Hollow making his way through the crowd, clutching his side with no idea of absolutely what's going on. It's like
nope.
It's like, Cody, what the Jeeves, what happened to Jeeves?
He's so lost.
And then after, I just kind of like, I'm like yelling, like, you need to call the hospital, like, now. Like, he's been severely injured.
It's like,
and so have you.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, and so have you, by the looks of it. Jesus.
I already called them as soon as they woke up. They should be here any second. And that's when you all hear the woo of the ambulance just coming along the way.
We've never been so happy to hear sirens before in our lives.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, so you see as, the ambulance pulls up, and they're getting all out, and as the, one person starts to lead your father away. Two ambulances on one ambulance, and then as the other one pulls up, they rush over to Jeeves and start to get him ready. Right as you see several black unmarked cars pull up, and men in gray trench coats with matching fedoras step out of their vehicles and start to walk around, and start talking to people. And then they see one that's older walk up to you all as they are taking Jeeves away onto an ambulance. And he just kind of, he looks at you for a moment. Y'all can't recognize him at first, but then he takes his hat and you can see his face. And this is a full-on, looks like a kind of a little bit younger Sean Connery. So white hair, matching facial hair to go with it. And he's just like, is everyone okay?
I mean, a little checked up, but yeah.
I think so.
Physically, I'll get there. Mentally, probably not. She's just kind of continuing to lean on Marcus.
And you said it was the person with the gray fedora that's talking to us, right?
Yes, he's talking to you all, and he's just like, we have been investigating this missing student disappearances for months with no leads. The fact that you all were able to take care of it is beyond my astoundment for sure.
You're welcome. Just sleepy sounding.
You're welcome. And I'm like, look, a lot of people could have got hurt today, but we did the best we could. I don't know what else we could have done, but yeah. If we could help a little bit, then...
So, this man looks at you, it's like, so, the only reason that I'm not following protocol and taking the three of you in for investigation as well is because that man, and he points to the ambulance that's taking away Jeeves, is a very dear friend of mine and asked me not to as a favor. So, count your stars.
Huh.
Cody kind of smiles.
Thank you.
And he puts his back on and heads back to talk to the crowd. As you can see, the gatekeepers are kind of going through everyone. You don't know, but they are basically erasing everyone's memories of the incident that just happened today. However they know how. Yeah. And what are the three of you doing?
I mean, I'm pretty sure, the day is done for.
I ain't going to school for that.
No.
But I look to you guys and I'm just like, the look you give someone where it's just like a lot just happened. That was crazy.
Yep.
But I kind of just go like, I think we did it, guys. I think we stopped the threat, more or less.
Cody just looks up at Marcus and goes, "You stabbed me."
I'm like, "Yeah, you stabbed me."
Yeah.
She's grinning. She's not mad. Just she needed to point it out.
It's like I imagine it's kind of just in a way. It's just like Cody's like, "Good, now we're even."
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. But she kind of takes a breath and says, why don't we just go back to my house and not go to school today?
That sounds like a plan.
Like, yeah, I 100% agree.
And push my car back.
And I'm just like, what?
You're strong, I'm not.
And I try to, and I don't think Aiden is the size to
I don't think car. You can either, but you know.
I give my biggest attempt. How many people does it take to flip over a car?
Depending on the size of the car, not me.
I'll say, yeah. As y'all are having this conversation, you start to head that way, and then you suddenly see your car is flipped over and already flipped back upright, and it looks like there was no scratches on it.
Awesome. Thanks, random guys in a trench coat. I don't know if you did it, but I'll thank you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can head home.
And I kind of look, I'm like, Hey, wasn't the car flipped over?
I don't want to think about it. Let's just count the blessings and go back.
Margie's like...
She's like, sounds so dumb.
Yeah, Margie like picks you up like Princess carries and like... sits you in the back seat. He like lays you down. He's like, I'm driving. Like, no way.
She's like giving you this look. She's got the keys in her hands. Like, no.
Like, you are delirious.
Yeah, and I'm like, Cody, you're not driving this car. I promise you.
I'm gonna squint at both of you, but she's pretty sure she's lost this battle and she's like, he's over.
All right.
Don't crash.
So, as the three of you get in this car and drive off back to Cody's mansion, who knows what's gonna lie in store for the three of you now after everything. You've been through quite the time, the weekend. Definitely weren't expecting it to end like this. But at least all three of you know that no matter what happens going forward, you'll always be there for each other one way or another.
Yay.
And as we watch the car driving away, the scene is going to cut to a dark room somewhere in the city, surrounded by groups of people whose faces you can't see. And they're just talking. And you hear one voice say, Project Viral has failed. Unfortunately, some rascally high school students were able to get rid of it. And you hear another voice says, so that gets rid of that unfortunately gets rid of one plan we had for control of this city. Are the other plans still going to be in effect? A third voice says, we should be able to keep going smoothly over at Helix Labs. Then the first voice you heard before says, and what about our friend, Plutus? And you see a smile kind of form in the darkness as you hear another voice say, oh, I'm sure Mr. Hollowell will be just fine. And the screen cuts to black and the credits roll. All right, and with that, listeners, our three heroes have once again saved the day. What will be happening next? What more mischief will they get themselves into? I guess we won't find out, as this is the end of V is for Going Viral. I hope you all enjoyed this case. And I will see you next time on the Mysteries Unknown podcast. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mysteries Unknown podcast. The background music you hear is from the official City of Mist soundtracks made by Son of Oak Studios. The content warning at the beginning was done by Ryan Bravo of Odd Loot. Any other characters and content mentioned on here belong to their rightful creators and owners. My name is Hunter the MC, and join me next time as we investigate the City of Mist.